All right, that's it for the weekend. What a weekend it was. And that was the MVP Bowl. Josh Allen, the bragging rights over Lamar Jackson, although I will say that they both, by the end of this game, acquitted themselves well. The difference, though, is that the Buffalo Bills actually held onto the football. And Lamar was responsible for two of those turnovers. But gosh, I feel bad for Mark Andrews and that drop.
Yeah, that's one of those moments I think that's going to haunt him years down the road.
That's one you don't forget. 27-25 Buffalo. They've got the bracket up now. We're watching on the little screen here in our studio. Washington and Philly, NFC side. Buffalo and Kansas City is going to be the AFC side for the conference title games next week. So I think we both picked Buffalo to win this one narrowly. That's exactly what happened. We were making fried chicken, or your dad was, we got to give him
We were eating fried chicken. He was showing us
the making process of fried chicken.
It was a Sunday family dinner. So
if people want to see the fried chicken, then we'll send the video in a little bit later. Yeah. Look, they've got the locker room is going for the Bills right now. That was a huge, huge divisional game. Normally you see that kind of caliber of a matchup happen in the championship game at the soonest, but the AFC has just been so strong with these really top tier guys lately. It was a couple of years ago when I was on the way home from Green Bay, from the snow game in Green Bay. That was on a Saturday, so I was flying home through Vegas, and I just decided to get off the plane in Vegas. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I just decided, hey, Niners beat the Packers in the snow globe. It was negative 10 degrees there. I landed in Vegas. You know, you can't fly direct from Milwaukee to anywhere except for Vegas. And I was like, I'm in Vegas right now. The Bills are playing the Chiefs. It's a divisional round. I think I'm just going to get off the plane and go to a hotel. And hotels then were like nice ones were like $19. It was still 2021.
COVID.
Yeah. And so I watched the Bills and the Chiefs in that epic game.
And what year was this?
2021 playoffs of 2022, January.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. That epic game that, you know, people still talk about it. The Bills took the lead with 12 seconds left and everybody thought it was over. Mm-hmm. And then the Chiefs did Chiefs things and somehow tied it up in the final 12 seconds and it went to overtime. Anyway, that game should not have been a divisional round game. That should have been the conference championship. It just happened that they played earlier, kind of like this one today. It was so good. Where, you know, some of the highlights, you know, it was in the snow, which was really cool. Not as snowy as Philly. But I'm glad that now the Bills get to play the Chiefs in the conference championship.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like when you look at underdogs who have never won Super Bowls, who are in the playoffs, like, I think the Bills is kind of everyone's favorite. I mean, I know the Lions were also a big crowd favorite, but I am a Bills bandwagoner fan right now. I mean, their fans are great. They're
ever
fun.
Ever since we went to that bar, right?
Yeah, I mean, they know how to have fun. I mean, for a franchise that's never won a Super Bowl, they sure have a good time.
Margo, tell our viewers what we have in store in New York City on Sunday.
Oh, so we're going to go to some of the game team bars, hopefully, in New York and Manhattan.
But Margo said, I don't want to go to the Kansas City bar. She already crossed it off. If you guys agree with that, you give a thumbs
up. It's just far.
I think you also don't like Kansas City.
I don't want to go.
I don't feel like going to the Kansas City bar either.
You know, maybe it's because I'm from Tennessee, but people from Kansas City are like, oh, Kansas City barbecue, it's this great thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know.
It's overrated. Kansas City barbecue.
Yes.
I wonder if we have Chiefs fans watching. If you guys think Kansas City barbecue is overrated, you could let us know as well.
Or if you just pick whichever barbecue you prefer, Tennessee barbecue or Kansas City barbecue.
So we're going to hit up the team bars in New York City, at least three of them. So Washington is playing, Philly is playing, and Buffalo is playing. And
I'm excited to go to a Bills bar.
Me too, because the one in San Francisco is so fun, the North Star. So I'm sure the one in New York is going to be even crazier because it's in New York State.
Like, right. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, closer. Home turf, right?
And so we'll probably end the night there. That's going to be the second game.
The AFC?
Yeah. We definitely don't want to be in a Chiefs bar for the second half of the AFC championship game.
Nope.
So if the Chiefs bar gets a cameo appearance, it'll be at the start of that afternoon game. But I really think that the Bills are going to decisively
beat. Can you pull up a live chat?
Kansas City. Yeah, we'll pull up the live chat right now. We got it. I really, look, the thumbs up are there and the thumbs down for the Chiefs. Roberto, no, we're not going to the Chiefs bar, according to Roberto. Look, but Oh, it's Roberta. Sorry, Roberta. I read the name wrong. But says yes to the Bills bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got the Tom Brady.
I think the Chiefs are going to get properly rocked next week by the Bills. I'm excited.
You're Tom Brady's long lost sister. I like that. That works. I mean, you're related to the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Niners fans aren't going to like that. Right? Joe Montana's the GOAT. I think there's two GOATs. There's GOATs in different eras. Joe Montana was his era. Tom Brady was his era. Margo on the scene tonight because she's running things now.
Allegedly.
Allegedly took over the show last night. Anyway, let's go through some of the stats from the game today. I don't currently have the advanced stats, the EPA, because the website's not working, but Josh Allen was way ahead at halftime. The reason I call this the MVP bowl is because both of these guys had identical QBRs, 77.3, to be tied for first in the NFL.
What's a QBR?
QBR is a proprietary statistical formula from ESPN that tries its best to grade quarterbacks independent of the team play around them as much as it
what can. Is what are the what do the letters stand for?
Quarterback rating formula. Okay. Yeah. So the number one in QBR last year was let's go here to the QBR 2024. We'll show all of our viewers. It's really hard to these are the postseason QBRs. We need to go to the 2024 regular season.
Oh look, Brock Purdy's on there.
Yeah, so we'll get this up on the screen if we can just get that out of the way. And here you guys go. So Lamar and Josh both
zoom in a little for him.
Little if it works. Sometimes maybe. This
oh yeah, there you go. There you go. Nice. There we go. You know, my mom's watching. She's got her glasses on.
So very rarely do you see number one literally tied 77.3. So this was, I called it the MVP bowl because these two guys are definitely 1-2 in the MVP voting. Just nobody knows.
Man, Joe Burrow is good.
Yeah, Burrow had a really good year. And see, Purdy, this is one area. People act like Purdy dropped down to number 20 this year. He stayed at number 7.
Yeah, everybody was hurt.
Look at last year.
Ooh.
So last year was Purdy, Prescott, Dak Allen, Prescott? Jackson.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, and Dak got paid the $60 million a year. So
yeah, and then he got injured.
Just food for thought. But anyway, we were talking about the QBR from today.
Oh, can do the postseason. Can you do 2024?
I don't know
postseason?
If they've put the today's game in there yet, though. I don't think they did because Jackson would not have an 84.2.
Okay.
Well, after all those turnovers today.
Got it.
So we'll circle back to this to see when it's updated. In the game today, Lamar threw that one interception. Is like, what the hell? Where was that going? He just airmailed everybody. Deep yeah. pass. And he fumbled. And the fumble was extremely damaging.
Very costly.
And then Mark, it was a tough
game. That's when they ran down for a touchdown, right?
I think they ended up kicking a field goal, but
okay.
He ran down like 40 yards, Von Miller, and then he got caught and he held on to the ball. I don't know if they punched it in, though. I'll have to go back and look at the game log.
I think it may have been a field goal.
Because Buffalo's offense slowed down considerably. It was only a field goal because they had 21 at half.
Yeah.
And they ended up with 27. So they kicked two field goals in the second half. In the first half, Baltimore couldn't run. Derrick Henry couldn't run. Second half, he got going. And I thought Baltimore was controlling a lot of the flow there in the second
half. Yeah, I always like to imagine, you know, what was said in the locker room during halftime to change the game.
Well, Derrick Henry, I mean, he's just such a bruiser. They say he's a rhinoceros. It's like a rhinoceros just stampeding out there.
Yeah.
The stats, they're going crazy in the locker room, by the way.
Good. They deserve it.
The stats throughout his whole career have him averaging like over 1 yard per carry more in the second half than the first half, which is crazy. That's a big difference.
Is that yak?
Yak. No, it's that. That's after the catch. This is just per carry. This is YPC.
Boring.
You like yak.
Yeah.
Yards after the catch. You do. So Henry was a lot better in the second half than he was in the first. And it was just too little too late, though, for Baltimore.
The main difference here was that Baltimore couldn't seem to hold on to the ball when it really mattered. I mean, Lamar was making pretty good plays. Like, they would go for it on, like, second down or third down. And, like, you know, he'd have a great pass and completion. Yeah, and they'd kind of keep marching down the field. But you know, there was a fumble here and, you know, a popped out, punched out. But they kept getting the ball punched out.
They did. I mean,
that happened more than once.
And you know, this wasn't an accident.
Ravens did.
Yeah, but it was plus three in the turnover margin, right? For Buffalo, they had three turnovers and they didn't have any giveaways. Like they got three takeaways.
You're looking at me like I'm going to correct you, but I don't know if you're right.
You're now running the show according to our comment section. Yes, it was plus three in this game. And look at this on the season. So takeaways, giveaways. It's like,
do you want to share your screen? Sorry, so everybody can see. I'm
definitely going to share my screen here.
What we're looking at.
So anytime you have a takeaway, you're plus one. If you have a giveaway, you're minus one. So this totals takeaways and giveaways. Buffalo was plus 24 on the season. The second best team was plus 16. Baltimore was good. They're plus six, but that's 18 behind Buffalo. So Buffalo has the MO of forcing takeaways and protecting the ball. Yeah. And that's exactly how this game played out. Look, you could sort it by takeaways, total takeaways.
Yeah.
Oops. I don't know what happened there.
Cleveland.
No, it's giveaways.
Oh.
Cleveland's at the top of giveaways.
What are Cleveland, Tennessee, Indy, and the Raiders doing at the top of this chart?
So, yeah, Cleveland's at the top of giveaways.
Not good chart.
Buffalo is at the bottom of giveaways, right?
So yeah.
It's one of those things where you play according to what your DNA is.
Okay.
And Buffalo definitely is a team that protected the football and took the ball away this year. That was Matt Milano who knocked it away from Mark Andrews. That was a huge play in this game. And then he just dropped it. I mean, it looked like we were going to have a hell of a finish in this football game.
Yeah, that was shocking. So it wasn't the last touchdown they got. It was the second to last touchdown that the Ravens scored. And they went for the 2-point conversion. And you and I were both pulling our hair out because they had been running the ball down the field with great success.
Yeah.
And they passed it for the 2-point conversion and just, you know, fubbed it.
Big failure.
Yeah, big failure. And not great.
How much did they lose by? 2 points.
2 points.
That was it right there.
Difference in overtime.
Yeah. That was that they were missing those 2 points by the end of this football game. Now, funny enough, if they had just kicked the extra point there, all they would have needed was to kick an extra point at the end. But they missed out on two-point conversions.
Yeah, that's one of those things just as like a human who's married into football. I'm always like, oh, how does the math, you know? We saw a safety today. That wasn't this game.
That was the first game. So let's go back. And I asked Margo, here, I'll hold your mic. What is the safety? She knows the safety. She's better. They need a ref a Kansas City game. I think it would go a lot more fairly. Margo knows what the safety call is.
They could put zebras out as refs for the Kansas City game, and it would go
more
fairly.
Remember the old Budweiser commercial? Commercial? The zebras looking in the hood at the
replay? This ref's a real ass. It's like, I believe that's a zebra.
And the zebra probably called the game better than that than that Chiefs game yesterday. Anyway, earlier today, this was my text title for the Eagles Rams. I thought that both of the games were cool, but this one was cooler as far as photogenic. Like you play in the snow, and it was intense down the stretch. So was this one. Don't get me wrong, but that one, it was a blizzard, full layer of snow.
I'm not going to lie. This is the fourth game of the weekend, and they're all starting to run together in my head.
But you remember the Eagles and Stafford trying to go in the snow. We're sitting
Stafford doesn't seem very immobile.
No, but I think the next, you know, he isn't. That's great analysis. Stafford's undoing is that he cannot get out of the
pocket
way of an A-gap blitz. Yeah. So Jalen Carter, it wasn't a blitz. Jalen Carter just beat his man. And the Rams are driving, and Stafford is just the statue.
Okay, it's all coming back to me. So the main takeaway I had with the Eagles-Rams game today was that regardless of which team progresses, the Eagles or the Rams, both quarterbacks seem beat up. And so I don't know.
A really good point.
I don't know how much success they were. I don't know how much success the Rams would have had they had won the game. But I don't know how much success the Eagles are going to have because Jalen Hurts kind of not answered the reporting question at the end of the game about his knee.
Yeah, he said, I finished the game, which is ominous for Philadelphia. He wouldn't say he's okay. He didn't say that he's
who's the backup for Philly?
Well, they have what's his name? Pickett. Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. He was Pittsburgh stunner.
Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. That sounds like a character out of like
South Park or something. Yeah, yeah. So Kenny Pickett, not very good.
I'm thinking of I'm literally thinking of Kenny from South Park. That's why.
Their third quarterback is a Stanford guy, Tanner McKee. But Kenny Pickett is technically the backup. He played a little bit there at the end of the season when Hurts was hurt. And Mike says, and Tanner McKee. But Tanner McKee's a Stanford guy. Some people think that Tanner McKee should be the QB.
There's a lot of Stanford guys in the league, I feel like.
Stanford had a golden age that has ended. So there won't be a lot of Stanford guys in the league here in the next few years. They're aging out. But one of the Stanford guys in the league is, I think the oldest one in the league right now is Zach Ertz. 86 on Washington.
Oh, yeah. He had a great game.
So you know what was even cooler?
I think.
I know that you don't remember meeting him. We talked about this yesterday. But Detroit was in a bind last year before they played the 49ers. Their tight end, Sam Laporta, got hurt. Mm-hmm. So they needed to sign a tight end, and they got Zach Ertz on their team.
Can you go back to the chat? Yeah. I just want to see people's thoughts.
So they brought Zach Ertz into the building, but after a week of practice, they determined that he wasn't in good enough shape or whatever to play in the NFC Championship game. So they made him inactive, and he wasn't very happy about it. And when we ran into him and said hi, like, he wasn't too happy that he was inactive. So now he's playing for the Commanders. And he got to beat the team that made him inactive in the NFC Championship game.
Pretty sweet.
And he scored one of the key ones. Pretty All right, what do you notice up there?
Up where? What am I looking at?
I thought you were looking at the
Just chats going on, you know.
Somebody wants John Harbaugh for the special teams coordinator. Yeah, I don't think the Ravens are going to be firing John Harbaugh. You can dream on, though.
Yeah. How many years has John Harbaugh been head coach for the Ravens?
Just like a year less than Mike Tomlin was the head coach of the Steelers. So, 08, I believe, 2008.
Got it. It's like, when was that? Because I don't know those facts.
Tomlin showed up in 07. Harbaugh showed up in 08, won a Super Bowl in 2012 against the 49ers when the lights went out at the Superdome in New Orleans.
But he hasn't won one since.
Drafted Kyle Juszczyk. Kyle Juszczyk played for him for 4 years.
For the Ravens?
Yeah.
What?
And then when he was a free agent, Kyle Juszczyk signed with the 49ers in 2017, the year I started covering him.
I bet the Juszczyk's kind of like that. They're East Coast people.
Yeah. So
proximity-wise.
Kyle's from outside Cleveland. And I believe Kristen is from Long Island.
Yes.
So Baltimore, closer, obviously. Mm-hmm. People talk about they called it the Harbowl. Wilson Chan remembering the Harbowl. That was 2012. Tough night for the 49ers and Jim Harbaugh, the other Harbaugh. They were favored, and then they fell behind by a ton, and then the lights went off.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually sparked the 49ers' comeback, and the lights came back on.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So at what point does a head coach's winning ability, legitimacy, credibility, respectability, whatever you want to call it, become called into question by the owners and the general manager if you win, but you're not winning AFC, NFC championship games and Super Bowls?
So with Andy Reid,
the Steelers head coach is in a similar position.
Pittsburgh is weird, and there are a lot of people.
They're kind of an anomaly.
Well, yeah, their ownership doesn't like to fire anybody. They have been mediocre for a long time, but they just have never had a losing season.
But haven't they had that? Yeah, they've had a winning season. So we talk define mediocrity.
They just haven't had a losing season. They haven't necessarily had a winning season because.
So do they need a losing season to fire someone and move on?
Pittsburgh.
Is it too much of
The Rooneys who own the Steelers seem really happy on cruise control over there. And Mike Tomlin has been going 9-7 or 10-7 or 8-8 back when it was a 16 game schedule. Mm-hmm. For a long time. He hadn't won a playoff game since, I think, like 2014, maybe 2013. He's 0-5 in the playoffs since 2017.
11 years ago.
It's a long time since they won a playoff game. And there are grumblings in Pittsburgh, but the ownership is saying, no, we are going to stay the course.
Our camera is unplugged?
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
Our camera is unplugged, so give us a second. Oh, there we are. Oh no.
That's cute. The wrong one. That's the laptop camera.
Let's get this.
We're clearly having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is it the green button up there that has the camera icon? Is that it? Can you click that?
I want to go settings. We'll keep on talking.
Hello.
We'll see if this works. There we go. We're back on.
Awesome.
I don't know what happened there. It just turned off.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Our mic is working.
I didn't touch anything.
So it's good.
I didn't touch anything.
Margo asked the question about the draft order yesterday. Updated NFL draft order after the divisional round. So now that we have all those games in the books, the Texans, the Rams, the Ravens, and the Lions, 25 through
28. So how do they determine that order if all the teams lost? Is it by like how much they lost or?
Regular season record.
Okay.
Look at this.
That makes sense.
This guy wants to see the Joe Montana figure. What the? Our camera is not working. That's really frustrating.
Our camera said I'm done.
Maybe we should be done too.
No. I think
you want to keep on going?
I mean, I'll go for a little bit longer. Yeah.
If the.
Like if we can.
If the camera works.
We could always pivot to the laptop. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's working. Here.
The Joe Montana statue? Yeah,
while the camera's working.
So. Okay. The Joe Montana statue is funny to me.
It's heavy.
Because it's heavy. And who gave that to you?
Jim Rutter. Shout out to Jim. You know Jim.
Hi, Jim. Thanks, Jim, for the 49ers memorabilia. We love it. No, Joe Montana hangs out a lot in the show. So, yeah, a little 16. But David.
Again.
I love this man dearly. But one of the things he does as a husband is he keeps every single box that any package comes in. It's usually like audio equipment or like podcast equipment, just in case he has to send it back. And so I went through, I purged a lot of the boxes, but I did keep the Joe Montana box because it has like foam specifically for Mr. Montana. Anyway.
It's a good statue. It's like, it's heavy. Like this is real. It's not plastic or anything. Ceramic or whatever they
made it of. Do you
want
to put him back in his place of
honor? I will. This thing is going to turn off again. So
here, I got you. Yeah, there you go. Good old Joe. Some people have garden gnomes. We have Joe Montana.
All right. Go for Baroque.
You give your take.
I saw Montana do that so many times. That is the signature Joe Montana touchdown pose. Joe has no neck. Well, it's because his pads are like rising.
Yeah,
up.
I think it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, it's an optical illusion. Mr. Bacon and Eggs said that.
Any good questions?
I'm looking through some of them. Somebody says Lamar is overrated. This is really, really annoying. Like, I
don't know what to do.
So you go, we're just going to have to wrap it here pretty soon because that's not the camera that we want.
Well, maybe we just
this
make it work.
One is the camera that we want. And we start it. Mike wants us to switch cameras, but I really don't want to go to a laptop. I don't want to finish on a laptop. I think we just finish here. It'll be good.
Do you have any other takes of the game?
I mean, I just thought it was a really good game. Close game. Well played.
The Bills-Ravens game.
Explosive players on both sides. Yeah, yep. Bills-Ravens. And Buffalo took care of the football, as is their MO.
Yep.
While Baltimore didn't. And Lamar Jackson is now 3-5 in the postseason. That's starting to follow him
Rack
around.
Up,
We've got Washington and Philly. I wrote down at the bottom, but here, let me go MVP people reaction so people aren't confused. Yeah, and it was as simple as that. We thought it was going to be a close Buffalo win. It was a close Buffalo win. And again, we're losing our camera.
Keep going. Just give people your final take. We can end on the picks for next week.
Yeah, we can end here. Here's some of the stats.
Can you bring back the... Are we able to bring back like the bracket? Do you call it a bracket? I know that's March Madness.
Mike, can you send us a picture of the bracket and then we'll put it up? I think Mike can send us one and then we could look at that.
Just the final four teams and then we can
make picks for the next week. So Mike will send those over and then we'll go from there. Joe thinks it's going to be a Bills Commanders Super Bowl. Is the Montana figure purchasable from his website at all? I don't know. I got it for free thanks to Jim Rutter.
You can buy Joe Montana's gold bar whiskey.
Lamar gave that game away with two turnovers. He did. That just what I mean.
Yeah. He did.
I mean, well, what else are you supposed to say? As QB in the NFL, we saw so many quarterbacks commit costly takeaways over the past 2 weeks, and usually their team's lost, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we've got a bracket.
So this is great looking. This is
huge.
Huge. Thanks, Mike.
Put this up. Maybe I could beat the camera turning off, and we could just go from there. There it is.
Look at that. Look at that.
Can all right.
Zoom in for the... For the peeps back home.
That's full screen for them. This is as big as it's really going to get. Maybe one more.
Thank you.
You think that's good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we could take off the Lamar talk and we'll finish this on audio only. We're not on camera anymore. So this right here is the bracket. And you've got Kansas
for
City.
Super Bowl licks.
This doesn't have the last game in there yet. So... Buffalo is going to be in
there. Man, that didn't even get a laugh.
Super Bowl licks, LAX. Yeah. Sorry, I was focused on the empty spot. Yeah, Super Bowl LAX. Not to be confused with, there was Super Bowl Live. This is where you get to the funky Roman numerals once you get up in the high 50s.
You know what the Roman numerals are, right? The L is 50.
Yes.
The 1 is 1. And the X is 10. So you subtract it when the 1 is in front of the X. So it's Super Bowl 59.
Super Bowl licks.
Super Bowl licks.
Super Bowl licks, yeah. So at Super Bowl licks, we're going to see Buffalo. Well, I think we're going to see Buffalo because I think they're going to be Kansas City. And we're going to see the winner of Washington and Philly. And I don't know.
I'm going to go Commanders Bills for the Super Bowl. I think the Commanders are going to pull off some crazy voodoo magic. And it's just going to, I'm just so excited to see that game excites me, I think, more than the Chiefs Bills game, if I'm being honest, because the Commanders are clearly, you know, on a dark horse run right now.
It's awesome. And they,
it's so cool.
You know, out of the quarterbacks that are remaining, I know Josh Allen played well today, but Jaden Daniels can go toe to toe with any.
Yeah, I mean, he seems great. Jaden Daniels is also probably healthier than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, so I think Jalen Hurts is clearly the worst quarterback remaining alive.
But I think he's the worst quarterback because he's not 100% healthy. Or do you think it does? Do you think it doesn't even matter? Like if all four of these quarterbacks were healthy, you still think he's the subordinate?
I would, because Mahomes, I mean, despite the fact that the refs are helping him win these games, Mahomes is Mahomes and he deserves some high level
some respect. Street cred. But, yeah.
Josh Allen is epic. We like Josh Allen.
Yeah, I would love for Josh Allen to win a Super Bowl.
Jaden Daniels is playing out of his mind. So that leaves out Jalen Hurts.
And here's the thing, like if the Commanders go to the Super Bowl and they don't win, they will I think it will be more emotionally manageable for the Commanders to lose a Super Bowl than the Bills to get there and lose another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just thinking from
four straight Super Bowl losses.
When was the last time?
That's never happened to anybody.
Commanders and the Bills were in the Super Bowl. Not together, but like
Washington was last in it when they won in 91.
Okay, and then the Bills lost in the 80s, right?
Well, Washington beat the Bills in 91. That was one of the four straight losses.
Ooh, are we going to get like a really kind of romantic retelling of old foes meeting again?
We should.
In New Orleans?
Well, and
for Super Bowl licks?
It was for, oh my gosh.
New Orleans I'm not the Bowl only
two
one.
Don't go together.
I'm not the only one that's going to call it that, okay? I'm just getting ahead of the curve.
It's probably already started. You've started the trend right now, Margo. But
yeah, and we don't even have TikTok.
That chocolate cake, by the way, I'm eyeing it right there. How good is it? Have you taken a bite yet?
No, I haven't taken a bite.
You wanted overtime so you could take a bite, right?
Yeah, David was like, we can have cake after we do the live, but if they go into overtime, you can eat chocolate cake.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mom.
Are you ready to get into chocolate cake mode?
I'm ready to get in chocolate cake. I do really want to see super quickly, like, who do people of these four teams think are going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, we are going to go back on camera really quick.
Okay, for this last little bit.
For the last little segment.
Yeah. For our last little 30 seconds here. Yeah, who do we think is going to actually take home the Lombardi Trophy? We will be there to present it. Not really.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Type it into the comment section. We got so many Mahomes
Bills.
Questions. Bills, Mr. Bacon and Eggs. He's been a good viewer here.
Bills.
Dave thinks if KC gets there, the NFL will make sure they win.
The Chiefs win, yeah. Chiefs, if the refs help them, yeah, probably. Bills.
Oh boy.
I'm going to ignore that, but that's really sweet. Thank you.
They talk like you. It's funny.
Bills, 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 Bills. Yeah, everybody's a Bills fan now. I mean, why not? Right? I mean, I kind of feel
there's
like
there's nothing to not like about the Bills. Josh Allen is from the Valley.
The Chiefs are overrated. I think they're the new villains. Nobody cares about the Chiefs anymore. It's like, do you really need to win 3 Super Bowls in a row? Boring.
I mean, nobody's ever done it. So yeah, but nobody's ever done it. But I agree. When they're being aided the way that they are, then nobody wants to see it outside of Kansas City.
Yeah.
And for, you know, there were some people that gave me blowback, and I'm going to give them the graphic.
Right, I just want to see chaos. I want to see the Eagles, who have been to a Super Bowl in the past 5 years, and the Chiefs, who've won 2 Super Bowls. I want to see them not make it. I want to see a Commanders, Bills, Super Bowl. I think if the NFL HQ in New York is smart, that's what they're going to want, because it's going to create more interest among other, like, atypical fans. You know, I mean, nobody really wants to watch. It's kind of like it was like watching Alabama and Clemson play in the national championship for like 5 years in a row. It was like, are we living in Groundhog Day?
Plus,
where's Bill Murray?
Now the majority of the country outside of Kansas City does not believe that it's pure. Like they just don't. They see Mahomes flopping. They see the calls that happened in that game yesterday. They're looking at the math, which I'm trying to open right now, one of these things, and they're saying the math isn't mathing. And we want to see somebody else. They want to see somebody legitimate in that Super Bowl. And this really, I showed it to your parents today.
Oh, this is big. Yeah.
And, you know, people who are looking for this to be quantified in some way.
Mr. Lombardi, who's always searching for the truth.
Like the logic. Statue of Liberty.
Logic.
The truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free, or will keep you up at night staring at the ceiling.
Too soon. Quarterback interceptions negated by defensive penalties since 2020. This to me is absolutely absurd.
It's just regular 14, season.
Yeah, in the regular season for Mahomes. 14. The next highest is Burrow with 10, but I mean, he has more snaps than a lot of these guys, but Josh Allen, who's got around the same amount of snaps, 3,400, has only 5. I mean, that's a huge difference. And then we could look at the yardage.
Yeah, look at Jared Goff. Yesterday. Jared Goff's got 3,000 snaps. He has 3,000. Yeah, 3,100.
And Goff is not getting
help.
Herbert not getting any help.
No.
3,421.
Herbert's probably the one who has the closest amount of snaps. And him and Josh Allen are the next closest to Mahomes if we're looking at it from a number of snaps.
I don't think that we need to beat this dead horse anymore, but we can one more time.
Put the stick down. Just put the baseball bat down.
Houston had 3 times as many rushing yards as Kansas City yesterday, and they lost by double digits. So
anyway.
All right. Any more questions here?
Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
I picked Bills against Eagles, but
so you don't think the Commanders are going to pull it out?
No, I've since become more of a Commanders loyalist.
Even with Hurts and Jaden Daniels, because you said earlier that you thought Jalen Hurts was not the better quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. I've since become more of a Commanders loyalist.
Oh, so you think it's going to be Commanders, Bills?
I think I'm trying to talk myself into picking the Commanders.
Chaos!
Chaos! It might take me a few days to get there, but hopefully by the time where's the Commander's Bar's Upper East Side that we're hitting in New York?
Hold on. Let me look at my master note here.
So we're hitting all these team bars in New York City.
Please.
Margot is organizing this. There's going to be content.
We love
made.
A shared note.
I think that this is going to be cool. Like we've done I did last week from the studio. Margot joined me this weekend from the studio. And next weekend, we will be doing from actual team bars in New York City.
Yeah, if you have any great sports bars in Manhattan, at Mr. Lombardi himself here. So the Buffalo Bills, I've got Penn 6 in Midtown. It's like a block away from Penn Station. That's supposed to be a big Buffalo Bills bar. The John Brown Barbecue in Queens, which we talked about for the Chiefs. And then for the NFC Championship game, the Commanders, it's apparently Dorian's Red Hand in the Upper East Side. And then for the Eagles, it's, I might butcher this, Wogies, W-O-G-I-E-S. It's Wogies, and it's Greenwich Village.
Yeah, it looks like Wogies.
And they have like cheese steaks, and apparently they bake their own Philly special bread, but it's probably not as good as Dutch Crunch.
No, it's not.
Shameless plug.
Well, they also put Cheese Whiz on cheesesteaks in Philadelphia.
That is blasphemous.
They say it's blasphemous if you don't.
I'm pretty sure the FDA and RFK will be banning Cheese Whiz in the next 4 years.
I mean, it's literally liquid cheese.
Stock up now.
They're pouring there. There's the famous places, which aren't the best. It's like Pat's and Gino's. And then there's some like Delosandro's is the one that is up.
Someone's asking if we would like any Niners tickets for next season.
Who?
Christopher Schwab. That's very nice of you, Christopher.
That'd be awesome, Chris.
Well, you know, the mom and dad are probably going to have to come out for the Tennessee Titans game.
Chris, find my email. It's on my, Margo's parents might really, really appreciate that. My email's on my Twitter, so you could just go from there. And if not, then yeah, I don't know how to contact you. I'm not going to put out my email to everybody watching right now, but it's in my Twitter.
It's in his Twitter.
I'm only giving it out to people who are industrious enough to go and get it.
You don't really hide it.
Yeah, I'm not, but I don't want to like blast it out like my phone number right now.
We don't need to do that.
You need to give like a barrier to entry. Chris is a season ticket holder and is moving out of state. Yeah, Chris, maybe we can organize something too. If you email me, if you're willing to give away more tickets, if you want to do something where you know, somebody who hasn't had a chance to go to a 49ers game, we can help facilitate that.
Yeah, Chris, where are you moving to? I'm curious.
That's cool. Yeah, anything I could do to help. And, you know, sometimes people will say, I haven't been to a game before. And, you know, we can try to facilitate that. So I think it's really cool of you guys to
New Hampshire. Woo, New man. Hampshire,
yeah.
That is a serious cross-country track. Joe, I hope it's a good move. I hope it's all
Joe.
New exciting job or family.
This guy, things. Joe, says he sent me an email back in October. I never replied. Please send it again. October is the middle of the season.
Yeah. If you really want to get his attention, you need to email him in the offseason.
Yeah. Email in the offseason. It gets crazy in the season. Again, my email address is on my social media, which means that a lot of emails come through and sometimes mm-hmm. it's just tough to respond to everything. I apologize that I didn't. If you want to forward the email, send it back. I promise I'll respond this week. Sorry about that.
Alrighty. Any last thoughts?
Apparently
I'm in charge now. You said you wanted to wrap up, but that was 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, the camera's working.
The
now,
camera's so working again.
All of a sudden the camera's
working.
It was like the camera was getting tired and I was like, guys, let's cut out the show. We're done.
David's like, we're going to keep growing. Come on.
Don Giovanni says, Tyler Warren to the Ravens confirmed. Tyler Warren is this insanely big and fast tight end from Penn State that was all the Niners fans wanted him or want him in this draft. And now that the Ravens tight end dropped that pass and fumbled that ball, he's saying Tyler Warren's going to go to the Ravens.
Oh my God. It's Elliot. Well, he's right there. He's Isabel. I didn't even see Elliot's name. He said, I'm sitting next to a very sad Ravens fan right now.
So should we put his comment on?
Yes.
All right. He's asking about Brady and Burkhart.
Elliot and Isabel are wonderful. They were in our wedding. Hi guys. Isabel, it's going to be okay. I know pain. At least you didn't lose the Super Bowl in overtime.
Elliot, they're asking about Brady and Burkhart staring so deeply into each other's eyes. Well,
this was the question.
They've got good chemistry. They've got good chemistry.
Is that what we're attributing that to?
Yeah, I'll attribute it to that.
Okay.
Yeah, good chemistry. Brady, I think they're good in the booth. I think Brady, by the way, has gotten much better over the course of the season. You may or may not be related to him.
It could be worse, Isabel. You could be a Tennessee Titans fan.
And yes, unfortunately,
Elliot. We love you guys.
People are saying Brady's their favorite commentator. Look, 49er Brian says, David, go to Berlin. You won't regret it.
Berlin.
Nowhere near Berlin. I have been to Berlin. I helped take down the Berlin Wall when I was two. That's one of my claim to fame. So I want to go back, though. I want the 49ers to play there.
Yeah, I don't think fans of the 49ers want the 49ers to play an international game just because of the travel.
The fans don't?
Yeah.
But what about the fans in Germany? Remember we met that one German guy?
Yes, in Seattle.
In Seattle.
He was so kind.
He was awesome.
He followed us around for 30 minutes. He was wonderful, though. He was very, very excited to meet us.
Yeah, cool guy.
Meet you. Really.
I think he came all the way from Munich.
He came all the way from Munich, yep.
And he was there. And he got to see
to go to Seattle. I'm like, I feel like if you're going to go to an away game, maybe go to one on the East Coast. But to yeah. each his own.
Well, he Ooh, got to see, he got to see him clinch the division. And 49er Brian must be from Germany. He's going all caps here. Please.
I don't know. Niners. Joe is over here saying London.
Yeah. Margot would like London. She is a big.
I'm an Anglophile.
Anglophile. Kate Middleton fan.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make that clear.
I love the history of that whole. I don't know, the whole island. It's very fascinating.
And I wouldn't mind London. Hell,
I'm literally wearing a Scotland sweater.
So. Is that from Edinburgh?
Yes.
Edinburgh might be one of the top five coolest cities in the
Edinburgh
world.
Edinburgh is so one of awesome. The most underrated cities in the entire world. Absolutely. 100%.
What year did you go? I know we didn't overlap there.
2019, I did in Ireland, Scotland to London. Trip with under 30 travel experiences because I wanted to travel, but I hadn't met this lovely man yet. And so I went with this really great travel group and made a lot of friends, and it was so fun.
They did not pay you for that endorsement.
They did not pay me for that endorsement at all.
They've used you for a commercial though. That was kind of crazy.
I think it was just a photo. Yeah. It was
on social media. You were somewhere in France or something.
It was Spain. We were in Big Year, Spain. That was France to Spain trip. Super cool.
Who's this?
Super cool. Edinburgh Castle. So great. Scotland, Edinburgh is where J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter. Fun fact.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who do we have winning the college football playoff? This is from Chris. Ticket Chris. Yeah, I was talking about moving to New Hampshire. We got to connect him with Chaz. Moving to New Hampshire.
Oh, yes.
He can ride around on some of Chaz's bikes in New Hampshire.
We have an electric scooter connection for you in New England.
Notre Dame or Ohio State? Ohio State's on a roll right now.
Someone said, I think you and Margaret should make dinner together and do a live.
Yeah. You know what we can do when we go up to Shaver for the Super Bowl? We could do something. We could do some grilling, maybe some pizza.
We're going to break content. You out of your pizza box, literally.
You act like pizza wasn't one of the main reasons that you married me, but.
I'm not saying it wasn't. It was high on the list, but like we're going to need to like, we're going to. Expand your
so we can grill
your toolkit of meals you can cook.
If people have an idea of what we should make for the Super Bowl, let us know, because the Super Bowl we're going to be watching
not chicken wings mountains. It's too easy.
Mike says it's gonna be called Dinner Date with the Lombardis. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
Mike is a marketer. Mike knows how to package this stuff well. Who here enjoyed Mike's appearance last night with the mustache?
Yeah, that mustache was great. Mike, who do you think is going to win the college football playoffs national championship? I don't even know what we call it anymore. Who do you think is going to win?
It seems that Ohio State is inevitable at this point, but
is it bad that I don't care? I don't care.
I don't care either. I was about to say, but I don't care.
Mike thinks Ohio State.
The NFL is just such a more polished product now that it's
college is a junior NFL.
Even with NIL. The scandal in that Chiefs game. Mm-hmm. I still care more about the NFL. Like, I can't bring myself around to
that. And I don't think that was the case necessarily 10 or 20 years ago.
It absolutely wasn't. The NFL
is cool.
NFL has done a great job building the product. It is not without flaws. We criticize the flaws.
Taylor Swift.
But it is just so much more watchable than the college game. So much more exciting now.
Taylor Swift.
But she hadn't made the game more watchable. Taylor Swift brought
the exact demographic that the NFL was strategically seeking to add to their market. It was women my age, women in their between 21 and 35. How do we get them to care about the NFL?
You know, the thing with the NFL is and people ask why can't there just be a spin-off league that actually succeeds to take advantage of the frustration that the people have with the NFL? And the reason is that the NFL, people care about the brand names of the teams. They're established. Mm-hmm. People care about the San Francisco 49ers. They care about the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody cares about the Birmingham Stallions, whatever league they're in.
What is that?
It's in one of the minor leagues.
I feel like you just made that.
No. I've told you about them before. The Birmingham Stallions. Yeah. So
there was the UAB Dragons.
That's UAB, Alabama, Birmingham, it's yeah. college. No, there's a pro team in like, I don't know if it's the XFL.
You're talking about like XFL stuff?
It might be the UFL.
I zoned out for like 3 seconds and apparently it was 3 seconds too long.
And you heard guys. Birmingham Stallions. Well, you're captivated by this scrolling.
I'm not captivated. I'm like thinking really hard about what you're going to say next.
Kristen Juszczyk's jacket that Taylor Swift wore also brought attention to the NFL. Yep.
Yeah. I do love a really innovative fashion moment. That was really cool. It was really, really cool. Oh, we should go to a Leeds United game. Someone said, what are 49ers fans going to do for 9 months? And you should all watch Leeds United play.
Chris, send us an email. Seriously, we'll figure out a way to make your tickets get into good hands to people who haven't been able to go to games. So send me an email.
Good luck with your move to New Hampshire.
Leeds United, the stadium when we toured over in the UK was cool.
Oh, we got an extensive tour of that place. Like 2 hour long tour. It was really cool, but we saw every dang nook and cranny of Ellen Road Stadium.
The 49ers are owners. Leeds United now, mm-hmm. which is cool. All right, guys, we've gone for 46 minutes. That's about right. You have any more thoughts? You're loving life right now. You're like, I don't want to do a live. I don't want to end a live. Once you get Margo to do something, she has fun.
I'm excited to see chocolate cake. I'm just excited to see what other people are thinking and hear their opinions, whether it's on Niners or the playoffs or London, Berlin, and, you know, what fun. I don't know. It's really cool to engage with the community and talk to real people and... I am looking forward to eating my chocolate cake though.
Chocolate cake is really nice.
Yeah. I wanted to eat it in the car, but somebody stopped me.
No, you asked me if I wanted the chocolate cake in the car. And I'm like, hey, I'm kind of getting ready for setting up our live here after the game. I said, there's a lot going on. We were driving home from your parents' house.
I was driving.
You were driving because I needed to watch the game. I normally drive. I had to watch the game. So,
and I was desperately trying to shove chocolate cake in my face while I was driving. So I asked him naturally, would you like some cake?
But
he said no.
Would you like some chocolate
cake? Yeah, I couldn't open it. It's like, you know, wrapped in this really great foil here that I don't know, it was just a lot to
do. We can end it with this. Eric Hartwell's Josh Allen MVP now or what? Well, the problem is the voting is already done, but I think he should be. I mean, I want to see if the advanced stats website is working again. Let's take a look at this. I could open it up back.
Yeah, well, the camera decided to work, so. Yeah, man, I hope we get to go to London or Berlin. There's no way we'll go to both because the NFL is not that crazy.
No, yeah. It would not be both. The NFL, that would be a problem for the 49ers.
Shanahan would literally light the place on fire.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan would
strike. Irate. He would definitely
look,
strike.
I think this is going to work. Yep, it did. Wow, Lamar Jackson. See, by the end of the game today, Lamar ended up being more efficient, but he had a lot of big plays, but it was still the turnovers that were the difference in this game. So Josh Allen
the snow kind of contributed to that factor, right?
It may be. I mean, the interception, I don't know what happened there. The ball kind of sailed on him. The fumble definitely seemed like a weather kind of affected thing. So
I wonder if there's a stat on is there a percentage of how often do fumbles occur? What percentage of fumbles occur when in rain or snow versus non-wet conditions?
I think more definitely. Whenever there's wet conditions, then it turns into.
But snow, a I mean, snow game. Is wet. It's just cold rain.
Yes. But it still is an element.
Yes.
Yeah. Passing is such a precise operation. The tight spiral, right? You're throwing. Do you see that touchdown? Remember the touchdown that Stafford threw today into the tight window?
Yeah, that was
fairly early surgical. In the game. So later in the game, it's really hard.
Really good.
When it's snowy to get that kind of precision on a pass.
Someone wants a Super Bowl in Poland. I'll let my brother-in-law know. Hi, Shamek. My brother-in-law is Polish.
That'd be cool if they're watching, but I think people are.
He literally was born and raised in Poland and moved over to the States when he was 16.
Eric says
he's also 6'9".
He is. He made one of the videos. Mm-hmm. Remember the Christmas edit I make?
Yeah. He could probably go like play in the NFL if he wanted to. Maybe.
Chris thinks that they should have a snowy Super Bowl. Oh, you got to get lucky if you want snow.
Yeah. I think they intentionally plan it, you know. What's the deal with the NFL? It's like you build a new stadium and then you get to host a Super Bowl. I mean, that's why Levi's is hosting Super Bowl 60 in 2026, right?
No, Levi's already got one 10 years ago after it was new. This is the second round.
What's
for
the
Levi's
rotation? Who determines that?
The NFL does, and there's some politics behind the scenes.
Well,
that
doesn't mean anything. Is there like a committee? Is there like a person?
There might be. It's not as...
Is it like,
it's
you
not
know,
as transparent as the Palpatine Olympic selection. Palpatine deciding the Super Bowl? That was a Star Wars reference. Find yourself a wife that knows who Palpatine is. Even though you like Harry Potter more than Star Wars, I just
I'm
think
not
it's because you're
younger
than
somebody
me.
Yesterday was talking about the Philly Eagles and said the Sheagles, and all I could think about was Schmeagle from the Lord of the Rings.
So you're Lord of the Rings,
Harry Potter.
Star Wars is like down on the list, but you appreciate a good Star Wars movie. I think that
I appreciate for what Star Wars was. I think Star Wars was like the Harry Potter of the 80s babies. The 80s and the 70s babies.
Yeah, because they just copied the script for Harry Potter.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Harry Potter was like really big and meaningful for the 90s and 2000s babies.
Yeah. It was awesome. So. Somebody said you're a perfect wife.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Indiana Jim.
We've got that in writing. Can you take a screenshot of that? Do you want to put that as your new desktop background?
Do you want to put
it
on the screen?
Yeah, like on your screensaver.
There it is. We can right there. You got to point this way. All right, that's it, guys.
He's everybody, like, her ego is too big.
Take care. We're going to finish while we're on top today. Have a good night. Hopefully the weekend of football was enjoyable for you.
May chaos reign amongst the playoffs.
Bye.
Bye.